Lots of federal managers have asked how they can help manage through the upcoming presidential transition. They've been getting a lot of highfalutin advice, but some tried and true basics for taking care of people can also help. We get more now from Mallory Barg-Bowman, Research Director of the Partnership for Public Service. And you've pointed out a very basic operation that any federal manager can do that can help people feel good about what's happening.
Good morning, Tom. This is a great opportunity and a great time for managers and even non-managers to nominate their colleagues for the Service to America medals. The nominations are due by January 15th, and this is a really easy way to recognize your colleagues or your employees. We know that the federal government doesn't do a great job in recognizing great work. We, every year look at the Federal Employee Viewpoint Survey, and there's a question there about, I feel recognized for doing a good job. The specific question is employees are rewarded for providing high-quality products and services. That score for the past several years has remained around 40% of individuals reporting positively. That's a 22-point gap from what we see in the private sector.
In nominating someone for the SAMMYs, the nomination itself is kind of a morale builder because it says, we really think this program is worthy and that you are.
That's exactly right. And the Partnership for Public Service will send a letter of acknowledgement and recognition to anybody who is nominated by their team. And this is really a no-cost, very easy way to recognize great work being done.
How many entries do you get every year?
It really ranges. I think it's just, it doesn't matter as many how many we get as the quality. And every year, I'm blown away by the types of accomplishments that people have. But the other part that always surprises me is federal employees are never looking for recognition. A lot of times at every year's SAMMYs awards, people get up there and say, I was just doing my job. So a lot of times we have a harder time than you would think of getting nominations. So I really encourage every federal employee to look around you, look at who is doing a great job, and then go to servicetoamericamedals.org, and you can do the nomination just right online as long as it's by January 15th.
But you do get hundreds. A lot of people.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. We get hundreds every year, and we have a distinguished committee that reviews all of the nominations. But even if someone isn't ultimately a finalist or a winner, they will receive recognition for just being nominated.
And if you would, just run through the categories under which SAMMYs awards are given every year.
So we have eight different categories, and these recognize different types of employees. So the first is Federal Employee of the Year, and this is chosen by the SAMMY Selection Committee, and it's really professional contributions that exemplify the highest attributes of public service. We have Career Achievement, so this is for someone with at least 20 years of career civil service experience. We have the Call to Service Medal, which looks at the other end. These are individuals who are 35 years old or younger, and preference are given to nominees with 5 or fewer years of career federal civil service experience. This is really folks who've come in early in their career and have done a great job. The next one is Citizen Services. This is looking at individuals who make a contribution related to citizens, whether it's economic development, education, healthcare, housing, labor, transportation. The next category is Homeland Security and Law Enforcement. Relatively self-explanatory here, but a lot of times here we see people who've done work on border transportation security, civil rights, counterterrorism, fraud prevention. The next category, an area near and dear to my heart, is management excellence, and this recognizes a federal employee for demonstrating superior leadership and management excellence through a contribution that exemplifies efficient and effective results-oriented government. Then there's two more categories to go. One is national security and international affairs. That's relatively self-explanatory, as is the last one of science and the environment.
We're speaking with Mallory Barg-Bowman, Research Director of the Partnership for Public Service. And so beyond the SAMMYs, you mentioned earlier that fewer than 46% of federal employees feel they are recognized for high-quality work. Other than a SAMMYs nomination, I guess it's fair to say that you guys believe it's incumbent on federal managers to regularly recognize people in some manner so that they do feel that they are rewarded for excellent work.
I think that's right. We all know that it makes a difference, the experience you have with your boss. In fact, that's the thing that probably matters most when you look at the discretionary effort individuals are willing to put into their work. And the one of the really easy ways that that can happen is through basic acts of recognition, talking to people about when they've done a good job and being really specific about it, too, of how those accomplishments have really made a difference. And another data point that I always find sort of troubling from the Federal Employee Viewpoint Survey is the percent of individuals who report that creativity and innovation are rewarded. That's always around, you know, between 30 and 40% reporting positive. That's also really troubling. We're in an era right now where the likelihood of having vastly more resources is pretty unlikely. So we really do want people to be doing the best they can with what they've got. So it's really an opportunity for managers and supervisors to be recognizing employees for, you know, being creative, thinking outside the box, thinking about what they can do to make their workplace as positive as possible.
And a lot of bosses are going to be worried upstairs because the political appointees are going to be coming in. And so as they manage up, they probably should be reminded not to forget to keep managing down.
Well, that's right. And truthfully, the Service to America medals is a great way, as we're in this political transition, to reemphasize to the incoming leadership about really how great the workforce is. You know, one of the challenging parts right now is you do hear a lot of negative rhetoric around the federal workforce. This is tremendously demoralizing to people. And one of the things that the SAMEs does is it really spotlights, and it will spotlight to the incoming leadership team, we're going to do this in September, and just how good the work that's being done by federal employees is. And this is really a chance to set up that discourse with the new team.
Mallory Barg-Bowman is Research Director of the Partnership for Public Service. Thanks so much.
Thanks very much, Tom.
We'll post this interview at federalnewsradio.com/Federal Drive.